This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, September 14th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, Mayor Richard Daley's veto of Chicago's big box ordinance stands. We'll also get a forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at today's news. Governor Rob Blagojevich and GOP challenger Judy Bartapinkle will share the stage with one more gubernatorial hopeful when they debate in Southern Illinois later this month. Green Party candidate Rich Whitney will also take part in the September 26th debate in Marion. In a recent Chicago Tribune WGN-TV poll, 6% of likely voters said they support Whitney for governor. In the same poll, Blagojevich garnered 45% support, to Pinkle 33%. Whitney said yesterday he expects the poll numbers to increase as more voters learn about his party's platform of budget reform, clean energy, clean politics, and universal health care. Whitney is an attorney from Carbondale. A candidate for a Central Illinois Senate seat says the region needs to foster innovation in order to lure jobs to the region. 52nd District Democratic candidate Mike Furex has unveiled an economic plan that relies on technology and research at the University of Illinois. He says the area needs to stop being reactionary and educate the workforce in areas like clean coal technology and bioenergy.
We're going to work on targeted tax incentives for companies investing in worker skills and companies that create jobs. I think we need to be a lot smarter about the dollars we use. And I think we can help small businesses. There are a lot of innovative small businesses in our area. We can help them with research grants, whether it be through bridge loans or matching grants to these companies, to help them grow and employ more people here in our area.
Furex says the area needs to be smarter about how it spends its money and use some of the funds for job training programs at the U of I and community colleges. Furex Republican challenger Judy Myers says a better way to improve the state economy would be to reinstate tax credits to businesses that have been rolled back over the past 4 years. State regulators in Illinois have until the end of the week to decide if a controversial electricity auction meets their standards. Alex Helmick reports.
20 companies bid for 4 days for the rights to supply power to utility giant ComEd and Ameren. Those two supply electricity to more than 5 million Illinois customers. Now the state's regulatory body has to decide if they'll approve the bidding process or call for an investigation and another auction. Official cost estimates aren't available yet. Those will come in the next couple of days. But opponents of the auction, like Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan, say it will increase bills, maybe upwards of 40%. ComEd says rates will likely go up some, but the increase is needed because the company hasn't had a rate hike since 1997. I'm Alex Helmick.
A spokesperson for the University of Illinois says campus safety is an issue that should be kept separate from any union talks. As the Graduate Employees Organization resumed talks with the U of I yesterday, it demanded that the university discuss safety issues with grad workers during orientation. Lead negotiator Christopher Simeone says the employees don't know what to do in the event of an emergency. But spokesperson Robin Kaler says such an issue should not be limited to closed-door collective bargaining. She recalls a few years ago when some attacks were reported on campus.
Administrative assistant in the Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs office came up with the idea to recycle used cell phones and give them to students who felt scared. And we recycled dozens and dozens of phones and put them in the hands of students who could then use them to call 911. So when somebody has a good idea, we don't wait for a bargaining process to implement it.
GEO members also say 40% of their workforce can't afford health care for their families. The group rallied on campus following talks yesterday. It's been about a month since the GEO's previous contract expired for about 2,800 teaching assistants and grad assistants. Kaler says the two sides made slow, steady progress in talks. Starting this fall, the University of Illinois has shortened the anxiety-producing time that applicants will have to wait to find out if they've been accepted. Students who apply by November 15th will only have to wait a month until December 15th to find out their fate. Students who apply by January 2nd will be notified by March 1st. Undergraduate Admissions Director Stacy Costell says the new system is intended to alleviate stress for students waiting to plan their futures. Under the old system, students could wait anywhere from 3 weeks to 6 months to find out if they'd been admitted. David Boyle of the Illinois Association for College Admission Counseling says the new system represents a good change. A new park around Boneyard Creek was discussed at a special meeting last night between the Champaign City Council and the City Park District. The meeting introduced two alternatives to the project that would bolster the creek's ability to stop from flooding along 2nd Street. Park District officials offer one scenario featuring a naturalized park with a large pond between White Street and Springfield Avenue. Its alternative option gives the park a more urban feel with more pathways and wide open space for recreation. Tim King serves as a landscape architect for the project. He says the Park District envisions the new park as an environmental spot for an urban area.
With the businesses along First Street and campus where it is, this is an urban environment, and so we see this as being more of an urban park, and it creates open space in the city, if you will, where active things can take place.
King says the park could be finished before 2010 if all goes well. The City Council will hold another meeting in late September or October for the public to give its opinions. For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.UIUC.EDU/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. The Chicago City Council has put the kibosh on the so-called Big Box Ordinance. Mayor Richard Daley vetoed the measure, which would have forced large retailers like Walmart or Target to boost their wages and benefits. The council voted to sustain Daley's veto when it met yesterday. Illinois Public Radio's Ben Calhoun filed this report.
I believe it is my duty to veto this ordinance. Sincerely, signed, Richard M. Daley, Mayor.
When Daley used his first ever veto to block the ordinance on Monday, people assumed he had the support to back it up. Even though the big box ordinance originally passed with 35 yes votes, enough to override a veto, the common thought was that the mayor wouldn't strike it down unless he was sure enough aldermen would switch. So when Alderman Joe Moore stood to argue for an override, he already knew he'd lost.
You know, I can count the votes, and unless my words stirred some of my colleagues to change their minds, I know the outcome of this override vote today.
Over the next couple hours, Moore watched as Alderman knocked around all of the now familiar arguments. Alderman Bernie Stone once again referred to Moore as Robin Hood. Some opponents said, even though they liked Moore's goals, they didn't like his legislation.
This is a bad ordinance.
Big box opponents leaned heavily on Daley's theory that the wage and benefit requirements in the ordinance would push retailers away from the city. They said comparisons to laws in other cities were flawed, the subtext always being that they were siding with the mayor because they wanted people in their wards
to have something, because that's better than nothing.
For the most part, big box supporters stuck with their same counterpoints. Besides Moore, Alderman Ed Smith took the most stubborn position in favor of the ordinance.
How in the world should you ask a person to go and work in any big box, small box, medium-sized box, for $7.50 an hour with no insurance?
As it has been since the big box ordinance first passed, the core idea stayed the same.
The company ought to be able and willing and have the decency to pay people a decent wage for the work that they do.
But in the end, as expected, three aldermen, Danny Solis, George Cardenas, and Shirley Coleman, switched their votes. They gave a bundle of reasons, from hopes for big box stores in their wards to the influence of the mayor's veto, all of which meant final count.
31 yeas, 18 nays.
Meaning?
Vetoes sustained.
Following the vote, Daley didn't say too much. He brushed off questions about whether he wanted to switch more votes to show his strength and wouldn't address the what-ifs this creates for next year's municipal elections. Daley sidestepped a question about unions, possibly a big one, considering unions have threatened to work against aldermen who helped sustain his veto. The mayor also pushed back questions about whether he'd be open to a different, new version of the ordinance, saying,
I'm open to everything the city council does. That's one thing.
Instead, he deferred to an undeveloped idea of creating a statewide living wage, insisting that
you have to really look at it statewide.
Supporters of the ill-fated ordinance say they've already met to start writing a new version. Several aldermen who opposed it this time around say they're open to a revised big box ordinance, depending on what the changes are. Alderman Moore says he could introduce a new draft as early as the next council meeting on October 4th. I'm Ben Calhoun.
Should be a nice next few days. In fact, temperatures will come back to nearly above normal. Our forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser calls for patchy fog early today in Illinois, otherwise partly to mostly sunny in Illinois. In Indiana, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon. The highs ranging from around 70 in northeast Indiana to 78 in southwest Illinois. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, patchy fog forming again. Lows ranging from around 50 in northeast Indiana to 56 in western Illinois. And for tomorrow, Friday, patchy fog early, then mostly sunny. The highs ranging from 77 in northeast Indiana to 83 in southwest Illinois. Sunny for Saturday and in Illinois on Sunday. Increasing clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving from west to east. Still on Sunday in Indiana, partly to mostly sunny. And temperatures in the 80s. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, September 14th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.